And welcome to our show, Geeks Are Wired Podcast, where we talk about video games, movies, TV, comic books, technology, and TLDR, the Internet of Things. And this week, we have Anna.
Yes, I'm on the show this week. Who else is on the show, Bill?
Bill.
Yes, Bill.
And that's everybody this week. But it's still awesome.
Yes, it is.
And well, and we still have a Patreon page, so you guys can go out to patreon.com/geeksarewired, and you can still find us and help support us and all the fun things. And we have rewards. I still say a dollar is worth lots of gratitude, no matter what anybody else says on the very eternal gratitude every month. Monthly eternal gratitude.
Yes, join our Patreon page.
We also, you can join our Discord channel and chat with us. And we have early access. We have an special RSS feed, so you can get early access to the podcast at least one day early. Maybe more, depending on how soon we record and all that. But it's available to you before it goes out to normal. But that's also not going to change. It's still free. But to everybody, it just helps support. So, with that, we will talk about this week's fun things. I totally want to talk about the trailers. The Deadpool trailer. We'll talk about one.
Yeah. I can't wait for Deadpool to come out.
It's better than the little teaser trailer from last time.
Yes.
But, yeah, so they introduced Cable. They showed more of the group. It's definitely, the one they released is more of a Red Band trailer. So you're not going to probably see it in the theaters. There's language. But it's Deadpool.
When does it come out, Bill?
May.
Was it May 18th?
Yes. A pike. Sorry, something weird. Noises. May 18th.
May 18th, yeah.
So super excited.
I'm excited. Ryan Reynolds. Yeah, I can't wait for Deadpool to come out because there's so many new things with the second Deadpool reboot that I want to see.
Not reboot.
I guess it's just the next just installment.
Cool. Yes. And it's under the Disney umbrella now, too. So Deadpool can run into punch Tony Stark in the face if he wants to. It could be Ryan Reynolds versus Disney.
What if it was Ryan Reynolds like versus like Star Wars? Like
they could do that. Why not? All he has to do is say healing powers activate.
Actually, who does the Guardians of the Galaxy right now? Like, do you know what company?
It's Disney.
Is it
Disney? It's still the Marvel MCU.
I think
or
that,
cinematic universe.
I think that would be even more interesting, just having Deadpool along with like Guardians.
Yeah. And, well, see, that is actually Marvel too. So they are legitimately part of the same universe. So that is possible. I'm not enough into Marvel to say that that's happened, but why not? That would be interesting.
It would be an interesting mix.
Disney should do that. The only thing is it's totally like an R movie, I think. Or at least, you know, that he only gets the one F word. But he needs to say it. He's saving it. He knows this is a movie. So he's not going to say it just yet.
Then, find the opportune moment to actually say it.
Yeah, he's waiting for it. But then like maybe, because you can get away with one F word without getting an R rating easily. Two, they start pushing the R rating. But he goes with that idea like, I can say one. And then maybe like Star-Lord says it. He's just so pissed because he can't say it now.
They could even mix that up with like Pirates of the Caribbean. That would be a weird universe, but that would be very interesting, especially with Deadpool mixed in. Can you imagine Johnny Depp along with like Ryan Reynolds?
Yes.
And
I can totally see him in the Deadpool outfit, all with a pirate hat. Just like, scurry me. Scurry me timbers or something like that. It's like, why am I here? These writers are not very good right now. But, okay, back to the Deadpool 2. Still good movie. Still want to see it. There's a lot going on this year. And excited. Actually, with another trailer. Was it May or June? For Westworld. I don't know. We don't remember
I
now.
Don't remember Westworld when that will be coming out, but I can't wait to get HBO again to watch it.
Yes. I'll subscribe again for that alone.
So what do you know what else is new with Westworld coming out?
Well, they're going to continue on, because remember, all the people are dead. The robots have revolted.
Do you remember? That's right, yeah.
Yeah, sorry. Spoilers for those who haven't seen the first season.
I'm excited for that next season.
Yes. April 22nd. There we go. It's not May, it's April. It's the next month. See, month after month, just awesomeness. So they did the trailer at the Sports Bowl game event during one of those commercials. And apparently, if you were paying attention, there was a secret binary message. But if you weren't paying attention, no worries. Somebody found that message and decoded it. And it leads to a secret website, Delos Destinations. So that is the company that owns Westworld and all that. So you can go to the website and you look around. They did show Samurai World in the last season, and apparently that's probably what some of the other images are. They're trying to, like, they show there's six worlds, but they show the Westworld. The second image is very blurred, and or it just kind of messes up. And also, actually, even just going to the website, it almost seems like something that would look really cool with VR on. It doesn't quite scroll.
It does. It looks like just mountains that you can move, or like it looks like the background allows it to change.
Actually, yeah. And you scroll through it. We didn't really. We looked at it, but we didn't click that button. So it shows, I guess that would be Westworld itself, the main one. And then it shows Samurai Land, basically, which they talked about before, or they showed in season one. But then if you go look at the experiences and everything, the other files are corrupted. The other images are corrupted, so you can't see what the other parks are. If it's anything like the, or, you know, and reservations are closed to the public, but if it's anything like the movies, there's probably Space World, Knights, or Round Table. What was the other one? Oh, and Roman World.
I haven't looked that far into it to see, like, what the other ones were.
Well, the movie. There was the three initially in the movie. It's Westworld, Roman Land, whatever, and Knights. You were, with King Arthur or something like that.
I actually didn't watch the Westworld movie.
If we're being a 70s movie, that thing holds up. Totally. I recommend it.
So it's rewatchable.
Oh, yeah. I rented it, going like, okay, I'm not sure this is old. And the nostalgia was still there, and I was like, this is not a bad movie for its time. Turned around and bought it. So I recommend it a lot. The second one, I heard that it was bad. I went to go try to watch it. Yes, it is bad. But that's where they introduced Space World, and because the robots revolt in the first one.
So there's two movies out?
There are two movies.
For Westworld?
But it's like Star Wars. Just ignore the second one. Well, second installment. Yeah. So but based on the movie, that could cover three out of this. That'd cover four parks. Well, and we have Samurai. So we could cover five of the six parks. They may have talked about something else in the second movie, but it just wasn't good.
So kind of based on the first movie, is it kind of like the first season?
No.
It's nothing like the first season.
No, because there's they with the movie, they have to deal with the man in the black hat. And he is the guy that he is just the antagonist. He picks somebody and you kill him. Well, the AI gains consciousness and feeling and stuff like that, and he kind of he starts to readily go hunt. Because also, you shoot the robot, they grab it, they pull it in, repair it, throw it back out. And what kind, I guess, kind of like the first season, he starts, maybe he's starting to remember or something. But he's now, like, the robots are revolting. The safety measures, because you can actually, like, shoot at people, and it recognizes you are a person. I can't actually shoot you. I guess they kind of did that in the show, too.
Yeah, they did do that in the show. They couldn't show... the hosts of the park were unable to shoot the visitors that were visiting.
Mm-hmm.
But they could die themselves if the visitors did shoot them.
Yeah. Well, and I guess the show, they, you know, if they shot at them, it wouldn't, like, shoot. Or they couldn't. No, they couldn't even shoot at them, could they? The robots couldn't.
No, the robots themselves were unable to.
In the movie, they actually had safety features on the weapons. That if I pointed at you and pulled the trigger, it would just kind of set off a blank.
I don't know how they actually set up the rules on the actual Westworld show.
Mm-hmm.
But
I might have to go get HBO a little earlier and rewatch it now.
Because as far as I could tell, as far as like the robots themselves, like they were set up in the program, but I think the program itself could be adjusted and altered.
Mm.
And that's when things kind of let loose if any of the robots started tampering.
They could kill. And see, in the movie, well, there was with Knight's World, because you're dealing with swords and knives and stuff, they, you know, the damage was to be reduced, or you made them so they could fall easily. In Westworld, the guns actually would not kill anybody. So, the AI could shoot you all day long. It's not really shooting you. You'd have to go get another gun without the safety feature. And they were battery-powered, too, which was way funny. So you would have to change out the battery or recharge it. That was actually kind of entertaining.
Huh.
Actually, Westworld is probably the safer of all of the worlds in reality, because, with Rome or Greece and knights, they have swords and knives and spears. Those things actually do, fly and cut you. At least the guns,
In that alternate reality, though, would it actually hurt?
Oh, no, because they're still real things. It's the robots would probably, kind of like the... They didn't really go into a whole lot of detail. Like, they just wouldn't be able... They wouldn't try to hurt you.
Yeah, it's kind of like a... Just an automatic shield that kind of saves you if you're the visitor.
Yeah, they weren't that advanced in the movie. That would be pretty cool, but that wasn't advanced in the movie. I should probably quit spoiling, though. You should definitely watch it. For a 40-year-old movie, 50.
Totally holds up.
But you also can log in, read through a bunch of emails. We looked at a few of them, just talking about, we need to get a hold of this. Things are being released. Why aren't you responding? Interesting stuff.
A lot of teasers.
Yeah, like a lot. Like 26 flagged communications, 7 corporate alerts, and 6 corporate resources. Oh, I didn't look at that. There is a guidebook. Huh. Can I actually download that? I can actually download that. You can download the PDF. And it's covered in blood. Welcome to Westworld. It's covered in blood.
It's kind of scary with, like, the idea how we can make AI today. And just the idea of that put into a series or a show and being able to visit. I think that's even scarier.
What would you pay? Because I think the original movie was like $1,000 a day. I think this one was, $1,300? It wasn't too much for as much as change.
I don't know how much it would be for someone to visit place like that.
They said.
I don't remember it.
I think it was like 13, maybe 15. I was very surprised at how much the markup didn't happen. But maybe the old 70s one was kind of a future idea. But I think this slideshow is, they were showing in the slides in the background when the guests showed up. So, like, they actually, I think they had this information on, like, the TV in the background.
On how to build?
Oh, no, like, when they'd show, like, this is Westworld, and that's what, like, the...
Oh, okay, yeah.
The image. This one was, well, so-so. But this one, I think like, the core divisions, where they kind of broke all apart. I thought I saw that in the background of... Like, it was on one of the wide screens, like, when guests first show up to Delos.
I think I may have seen that. Just kind of a breakdown of, like, what they are to expect as far as, like, how the robots would act and everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that it was in somewhere in the series, like, as you're watching, that you can see it on the screen.
Oh, and there's a mesh. Oh, there's... Actually, there's also an image of how it all works together. It's really cool.
Delos corporate map. It looks kind of like the Resident Evil Hive.
Yeah.
And the different levels.
Well, how else are you going to build a, something that's going to fail? Where nothing can go wrong, how else are you going to build it? Make it look like something else that went terribly wrong, too. That was actually my favorite thing. I'm not sure they did in the show, but in the movie. It's like, this is the perfect world. Nothing can go wrong. It's like, yes. And the Titanic can't sink. And no, just don't. Just don't challenge it. Please, people. Of course, I'll admit, you know, the movie, you know, didn't make it seem like it was going on. It was going on sort of sometime, but not a whole lot. The TV show, at least, they, you know, made it sound like it was going on for, what, like 50 years, it looked like?
Yeah, it seemed like it was...
Without any issues?
Yeah, without any problems, it seemed. But they still had to rebuild the robots and everything, and
yeah.
Things were going wrong.
Well, they started, after so many rebuilds, they started having issues. But that may have been either in the creator's problem or the voices. The whispers in the back that it was built in. So that could have been part of the programming issue.
But they also had the retired old robots too. Like they had the collection of robots that they actually kind of set aside.
Yeah, they should really destroy this. Like if a robot's going to start going crazy, just put it out of its misery, really.
So.
Well, that's like saying human. I don't know. It depends on how many rights you're going to give this robot. Like, if you're going to actually, like, I don't know, it's really weird.
I don't know. They still decommissioned them. And yeah. I think they probably try to rebuild, like,
but they woke him up.
Majority of them.
Remember the creator? He woke up the one. And he kept having conversations with him.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It's maybe, I don't know. But also, that may have been the other stuff. Because he was writing all that, you know, the whisper or their thoughts script in, making them more human. Maybe that he was the reason, you know, being the creator and original owner. That was the reason, like, no, you cannot destroy these robots. They are humans, you know, kind of having that human idea behind it. So, that because of that, he's like, no, I'm going to take care of this. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Gonna give them rights. Robot rights. Deal with an AI. Yeah, you know, it's just like humans. But yeah, as long as they don't try to, like, destroy me.
I don't know, because, like, I don't know. It turned around in Westworld, though. I mean, they started gaining consciousness, and then it just started going downhill.
Well, it went downhill because they realized they were being abused. So they were actually in a slave world. They were slaves.
Yeah, they were.
So they just rebelled. They felt like they had rights. And actually, the other thing is they didn't even just rebel. You know, they didn't fully rebel on their own. They had help from their creator to rebel.
Yeah. Which might not have been the smartest idea if...
The show's been out for... The finale's been gone for like a year, pretty much. Because we've got, it was in October, no, it was December, that it went off the air in 2016.
Yeah, that we found out? It's been a while.
Yeah. So we'll just, we're past the spoil point. We're spoiling. Because he knew he was going to get shot.
Yeah, he knew. But I don't think that he totally knew exactly what was going to happen. Like, I know he kind of knew, but he...
Well, he knew he was going to die. Well, but he needed to die, though, too. Is at least... But well, the other thing is, did he die or did a version of him die? Or did he upload himself to another version? To a robot? Because that's what he did with his friend.
I guess we'll have to find out in the next season, maybe. Yes. As long as it's a continuation kind of the story.
It is. So I think we're going to find out what happens to the man in the black hat. Remember him?
Yeah.
He wanted the ultimate challenge, and he got it. He was so happy.
He did.
Yep. Well, he might still be alive. He got his challenge. He's the best, and has no fear. I don't know.
Maybe he'll come back in the next season then.
Well, they've shown in the teaser before this, they've shown him. So how much he is in it or for what? Actually, they even going to have, they've signed him up and they've signed up his younger version too. The flashbacks.
So it should be a continuation of the same guy.
Yeah.
That'll make the next season really interesting.
Yeah. Hopefully, you know, we'll get some explanation. It'll be really nice. So with that, why don't we go with more AI? So somebody made an AI that can take video and edit it. So with a 500, what they showed is they, you know, a $30 million budget to take Superman's mustache off because he was signed up to another movie. And they spent $30 million just to take off his mustache in CGI. And somebody else did it with a $500 computer and a really good AI and lots of pictures.
So what would have stopped him from actually shaving? Like,
okay, so
other than just the movie. I mean, like, was it really that?
Okay, so they had finished filming Justice League. And they were like, this is done. We're done with this. He was under a contract to go do another movie. He had to have the mustache. While he was, you know, doing the movie, they called him back to do some reshoots, and he'd already had the mustache. They're like, Warner Brothers, like, we will pay you to have him shave his mustache, and you will pay the money to have you guys CG it back on or put a fake mustache on. And they said no, because his contract was technically up with Warner Brothers. The new movie had the rights, so that when they turned it down, Warner Brothers had to spend the money to CG his mustache off.
Would it be harder to actually CG the mustache on?
I don't know. Well, at least putting it on, you could put on a fake mustache or something. Or, you know, he has maybe a little green screen on his upper lip. Go on, look at Cable. You know, the Deadpool trailer, when they made fun of that, he just has a green arm. And they did all that with his arm, making all the because apparently it was CG. Instead of a costume.
Yeah. That's... What other... Like, do you know what other movies that they have actually done that deepfake on?
Okay, so no, deepfake is new.
Deepfake is new.
Yes. So before, you know, people had to go in and frame by frame or everything to edit the video. So, like, to remove Superman's mustache, they had to go in and start erasing it out, put his lip back on, do adjustments, stuff like that. Same concept with Star Wars and Tarkin, you know, man that has passed away, but they brought him, his presence back. Well, they did a great job with Tarkin, not so great with Princess Leia, the young Princess Leia. With deepfake, they would have probably been able to do it faster and cheaper, because you have an AI just kind of going through everything, so you have to feed it. You have somebody doing the stuff, so they don't have to wear a green screen mask anymore or anything. They just so you can get their lip movement and everything, and you get pictures and videos and everything of the person you're trying to mimic over. So somebody could have gone through, acted out Tarkin and everything, and then they got the old character put his, you know, got tons of videos. They had tons of footage of him, tons of videos, pictures, and everything, and then put his face on the real actor. And they probably would have actually done a better job with Princess Leia as well, too. But they, or young Leia. So
it's taken actual images rather than green screening everything to fix it, right?
Yeah, which is good because it'll grab images to mimic the person's mouth moving. Because instead of me wearing a green screen head or whatever, my lips will move and it'll match up the image to how my mouth is moving and everything.
But wouldn't that have to take a lot of images because want all the shapes of the mouth, right?
The more images you can get, the better, obviously. And the same thing with video and everything like that. So the more video you have. So the more of the person you have, the better it is that you can, it'll start going, okay, this movement happened. Well, they kind of look like that. Let's start putting all this together. I'm missing these three images in between of how the movement would have happened. But based on the images that I have, it should technically look like this.
So it's a little bit like stop action, but just taking images and compiling them all together.
And putting in images. So it probably would have made, or it would make new images to put in the missing parts. And so, honestly, that's what we do still, or currently, is I am putting in, you know, somebody's face. Because the Princess Leia, she was an actor, in the Rogue One, she was a real actress, and they put an image over her face.
So someone could stand in potentially for this person, but they could just adjust like the head or another.
They could adjust any part.
Another part. That's kind of weird though.
Yes. So with the AI doing it, you can do it faster, cheaper, which would be nice. That's the good news. We'll go with that. And you can do quite a bit. The bad news.
What's the bad news, Bill?
The internet grabbed it and went the porn route. You take famous actors and actresses and you put them into porn movies.
Yeah, you want to fake things.
Yes, that's no good. But there is technically, you can also go with one other bad route. Nicolas Cage is apparently the idea that everyone loves to put into every movie. So people are actually putting Nicolas Cage's face as like Lois Lane in Man of Steel.
That's funny.
Yeah. So you have like, oh, this looks like a normal scene. Oh my gosh, that's Nicolas Cage. That's not what it's supposed to be. So Nicolas Cage is now infesting everything. Again.
So he's in all movies.
They're working on it. People are doing it. He's been in so much, so people have lots of video and images of him already. Some of them are pretty good. Like, I mean, for the idea of like the face being there, it's like that. It looks like you put on a wig and kind of look weird, you know. But it's your face. The mouth works. Everything, like him as Lois Lane, like it does not. It looks creepy because it's Lois Lane. Because
it actually works.
Yeah, because it actually works. That's the creepy part.
If these people get really good with Nicolas Cage, they should be able to do it with other movies, other people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the software you can go download.
And that's kind of scary.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Technology is both good and bad. It's like Black Mirror in real life. Speaking of other good and bad, let's talk about Intel. They are making VR glasses that look like glasses. The good news, you don't look like a freak anymore when you put on your VR glasses. And you can, you know, hey, I don't remember that person's name. It pops up, you know, it gives you information. The bad news, they look like regular glasses and you don't know somebody's recording, you know? But
so, I guess you can look like Clark Kent and get away with it without having anybody find out what you're doing then.
Yeah. Well, they are thick. They're like a good thick pair of either sunglasses, like, cuz they're plastic frame and everything. Putting in a pair of, cuz I could see if you were to put in actual prescription lenses Because the VR probably like goes through or bounces off or everything. But it's better than Google's. It's better than, you know, they look much better. Because it would know that you are blind, it would know how to adjust the image on the screen for you. And then you could actually wear them as a prescription. You could wear them as sunglasses. They have a couple, you know, styles that look like sunglasses. They don't look terrible. I'm going to go with that.
Do you know how much they're actually asking for on those glasses?
Well, it was talked about CES. Most things on CES is like, no.
Or do you happen to know like when that might actually start becoming available? Or how someone can get a pair?
They are not releasing, it looks like, a lot of information. But they did talk about where it is for prescription. So you could put prescription lenses in here. Yeah, they're not. They don't have. It's another CES thing that's like, we're going to work towards this, but.
So the lenses themselves, they can pop out without any issues, and then you can pop your own thing in, or.
Oh no! You
or
so
it
you
just
would,
works with it.
You would get prescription lenses in with them, and it would work with your prescription lenses.
So possibly like going to your eye doctor and being able to actually get the prescription you need then, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'd like to get a pair.
I wouldn't mind it. I, you know, wear contacts most of the time, but it would be nice because then I can get information. It's kind of like multitasking. It's kind of like even those like futuristic movies where you're like, you pull up information while you're doing stuff.
It would be nice just being able to surf on Google or something like that for information.
Mm-hmm. You know, the guy forgot somebody's name. Bleep. Yeah, there it is. And it works with everything.
I wonder how that connects to the internet, though. I mean, as far as that goes, or like Google Glass, I don't even know exactly how that works.
It's works over your Bluetooth.
It works over your Bluetooth.
Mm-hmm. So it's like kind of like your smartwatches. So this is just another additional item on your list of things, but that you set them on your face.
So could you do your work directly, like on, like whether it's Google Glass or this Intel eyewear?
So yeah, that's the other thing. They didn't really. They just kind of talked about how it works. They didn't really, you know, the article really doesn't go like, you know, because the best part would be it would recognize your hands and you wouldn't have to wear gloves or anything goofy like that, and we should recognize your surroundings, and because if it had a camera, then it should be able to start recognizing like people, so you can go like, hey, that person, or see your hands moving around. So a good AR or augmented reality would be that you could like have an empty blank desk and then move things around on it. And it would recognize that you're trying to do certain things.
Like if you're trying to select, like,
move this box from this spot to this spot type of stuff.
That's interesting. Like, I don't know exactly how this would work or how like Google Glasses would work, but it's interesting. I don't know if like there's a pop-up screen that you might be able to see like a keyboard or something to be able to access everything, or
technically that would be the good part of a good augmented reality would lay out stuff like that, so you could type. The only thing is, like, I've seen those projectors that like it projects a keyboard onto your desk. The only thing is now you're typing onto your desk, which means people actually hurt their hands because there's no give, so you're actually hitting your hand, your fingers on your desk.
That would hurt.
Yeah, that's that would be the problem. Like, maybe if you could hold them in front of you, and that wouldn't be so
like
bad.
In the air.
Yeah, that's not weird at all.
You could be miming, for yes. All they know.
That would be something else you could actually do, is sign language and stuff like that. If you actually knew sign language, you could actually sign language in front of you, and your glasses could pick it up. So you actually wouldn't have to say anything, or a glass could pick up your voice if you talk to yourself, but you could, you know, it's like just like Bluetooth at that point, Bluetooth earpiece. So, but you could sign in front of you and it go like, oh, I recognize what you're doing. And
technology is crazy.
Yes. It's wonderful and terrifying at the same time. We don't have Joe and Jordan here to be naysayers.
I guess with those glasses, like if you were able to use it just like your cell phone, your smartphone, because it's like a smart pair of glasses, but like you could be talking to yourself without people like understanding what you're doing. You're kind of crazy. You'll just
just point at your ear like in Bluetooth. Just like, oh, you're crazy, and you talk.
I wonder if there's any speakers in it or like how.
That would be nice because, you know, then you could have phone conversations and it.
Maybe it's more email. Ah.
There's lots of possibilities that this could. Oh, yeah. So you get Yelp pop-up information from restaurants and all that. So it is. It's just that it ties in your phone. What you use is what.
So mostly like the apps that you can download on your phone.
And advertisements. I'm sure. Lots of that.
Nobody wants advertisements.
I know, but you know it's going to go there.
Yeah.
Was it Madame May, the Echo Dot, or the Echo, Amazon's Echo? People are going, you know, like, we made this app, and we put tons of money into it. Why can't you, you know, we need to make money from this. So there was talk about talking to the Echo and going, hey, you know, I have these questions, and it would go, yeah, I'll answer that. But first, a insert ad. It's like, they're like, no, the Amazon was like, we will kill our product. Like, that will die. That will kill our product in like 3 seconds flat the moment we do that. So they were working, they're trying to work on some other ideas to try to make it, you know, work out. But they're definitely not going that way. One of the ideas is Jeopardy. Is you can download the Jeopardy app and then you can pay for more questions or add-ons and stuff like that.
Who would want to download Jeopardy?
I don't know. That's the example that was given. And I don't know. There's some Jeopardy fans out there. I'm sure, you know, come on, those people that sat there watch it and like.
I don't know. Some trivia questions are kind of fun, but not Jeopardy. Necessarily for me, but I don't know. I could see people definitely doing Facebook or if like if you were to like watch a movie or like stream. I wonder if it can actually become compatible with like YouTube and Netflix and Hulu.
That'd be nice. Hue light bulbs, they're compatible with certain channels and certain things, so it enhances the event that's going on. So it'd be nice if you could like have it interact with like Netflix. One of the examples was Hugh works with Sci-Fi Channel, and of the goofiness of this, Sharknado. So when the shark attacked and the water turned red in the show, the Hugh lights would actually turn red. So the your room would have this red hue to it. It's goofy to think about with Sharknado, but if you ended up having a good movie or a, you know, it would add a little enhancement to the way the colors would react and everything. You know, they'd get really dim when a dark scene or certain colors like skydiving or really bright blues or something like that. So this could work out really well. And I could see that like with augmented reality glasses, you could have subtitles. So if you're hard of hearing, you just leave your glasses on. You can now see. You could probably see, like, you know, the picture-in-picture, like, you know, extras on DVDs. Like, oh, hey, during this scene, these things were happening, or stuff like that. The catch again, how do you stop people in movies? Or, you know, people are going to walk in, hit record on their glasses, and they have another really bad shaky cam video.
Yeah, they could start recording without you even knowing.
Mm-hmm.
Bad
shaky cams.
But I mean, we're always recorded. We're always, everything is on. Your phone can hear you.
Yeah.
So.
These microphones in front of us keep hearing us.
Exactly. And our listeners.
Yep. Our listeners hear us. We appreciate you.
Yes, we do. And if you guys wanted to call in or, you know, let us know how we're doing, how do we do that, Bill?
You could call us at 801-896-4335. Or you can email us at geeksarewired@gmail.com. Yeah, just right there.
Yep. So, I want a pair of those glasses, though. I want smart glasses. Like,
I'd be interested, I have to admit.
Who would know if you're actually, like, watching a show or something like that?
And depending on the styles that come out, you like, there's the difference. Like, you know who has iPhones. iPhones have a specific look, a specific style, specific colors. You know, so maybe these might have that depending on the how many people come out, or would it be more like Google phones where, or Androids where they, you know, there are hundreds. And also, as long as the AR does not look, the better the AR, I don't want it to look like the old, like, Nintendo VR headset. Oh no, was it the AR? Was it Nintendo or was it Tiger? It might have been Nintendo. Have you ever seen that?
I've never seen that.
Oh,
what do they look like?
Terrible. Absolutely terrible.
Were they clunky? Were they huge?
Yes. They had to sit on your desk.
Oh, yeah. It looks like it's kind of...
Oh, it looks like they... Oh, no. It's like, are they trying to bring it back? Yeah, this is what it looks... So you had to set it on your desk. It's kind of this, like, tripod, or I guess dual pod. Virtual Boy. It wasn't even... it was Nintendo. Nintendo Virtual Boy. There we go. We got an image. That is the game that you played.
Oh, it's like a black and white version of...
Black and red, yeah. Of Nintendo games.
In a way, it kind of looks like Donkey Kong, because you have your levels and...
Yeah.
Like your character running away, but...
Mario,
that looks more... I mean... I could see how the staging of that almost looks kind of like Super Smash Brothers, but just kind of an older black and red.
Yeah, no, people complained about headaches, it hurt, and plus you couldn't, like, strap it to your head. You had to, like, sit there at your desk and, like, get down to it and then have the control. It wasn't good. It wasn't good at all.
That would not be comfortable. It almost reminds me of, like, when you go to... like the DMV, and you have to, like, do your eye test
because
it's this little tripod stand that you have to look into that eye area. That does not look comfortable at all.
No. I just know. So as long as it doesn't look like the, because that's the other thing is I saw this, like, look like a red laser in the image that they showed, and I'm hoping it doesn't have that red look. I want more natural look. Let's go with that.
Were those always red in the color? Like,
yes, that is all you had. Red and black.
Red and black.
That is why it sucked. So
I guess there's some gray tones in there.
Okay, less red.
Yeah, that doesn't look nearly as fun.
No, I guess it was good for its time period. I mean, we're talking like 90s. Whenever that was, 95, released in 95, you know, died in 95.
they've definitely improved with the Wii U and, like, all the Wii games and the Switch.
Yeah. And apparently, that's something else I was looking at. Apparently, there's VR for the Switch. Switch VR. That's interesting. I don't know. Maybe that's something to look into. What else did we have? I don't know. But yeah, so AR, augmented reality, VR, all that. All of our cool technology. Hopefully it works out well. Just like, let's see, actually more with VR. The VR gym. That I showed you. I don't even know where that went. But you can go to the, you can go to the gym and then go into this little box and hope nobody, you know, kind of like your tanning booth or whatever, close the door, put on your VR headset, and you just, you know, it's like one of those, like pushing the rubber bands or having the stationary weights, the...
I don't know what you call those exactly, like the pulleys?
Yes, yeah, like... the pulley system, let's just go with that. I think I know its name, but I just can't think of it now. But yes, so you have that system. Oh, I know why, because we changed that to a different VR. Okay, so but you, so if you went to, or you could do it in your house, but you'd have to have the gym system then too. But the idea is that you like, it's like you can punch, or you're competing against an AI, or with advancement you could compete against other people. You're both pushing harder and trying to exercise. I shouldn't say trying. Because you're gamifying it, you're exercising, and it's supposed to be more enjoyable.
And it's supposed to gear how many reps that you do and how heavy, like, the...
So it'll add resistance.
Yeah, the resistance to it. I think it would be interesting to try.
I admit, I like VR. I like... I'm not totally sure about it. Though, I guess the good news is, like, it could... Because you also put these things on your arms, so it, you know, it recognizes your heart rate and all this other stuff. If you had, you know, kind of like with some of the more advanced systems, it could have cameras or it could have other sensors. It could have LiDAR, so it recognizes how, you know, kind of like how the Kinect with when it had a gaming, when it had an exercise system, it could recognize you, how is your stance, how are you doing this. I really missed that game.
There's a lot of VR exercise type things that you can do. I know that they had like the Nintendo like balance board.
For the Wii.
Yeah,
the,
for the Wii.
And the Wii U, yeah.
So I know that there's a lot of different types of things that you could do just normally with some of the video games that are out there now. This one though, like it looks interesting because like you can play a game as you're kind of working out and just kind of pulling on the bands or like kind of like if you're doing lats or
you could totally do like presses or all the other
I think you can do like bicep curls and things, but
you have to adjust them like at the gym you have to adjust the pulley system.
But if you use that pulley system and you're kind of doing the forward punch move that Bill was kind of talking about, it like for VR, like you can incorporate a game so you can like hit
like the boxes or punch or, out
yeah,
the game,
just certain things that like, or even just like rocks or something that you're breaking. It in a way it kind of reminds me of like playing some of the games that we have for like PlayStation, like the iToy. A lot of things that, cause I have the iToy, at home, and I've played a lot of things like Slap Stream or like window washer where you just kind of wash the window. So like I can see where that's a lot of fun, and it's fun to a certain extent though. Cause like after a while, after you actually play with that for too long, sometimes it does get kind of boring, but
I can see that with the VR. Maybe that's why I'm kind of like, it could be fun, but I could definitely I could see getting bored with it.
Exactly. Just like if you're using a treadmill, like standing in place, walking or like running, it's in place. And so,
but that's the nice thing about the VR system is you can see the movement. And if you have the better the setup, you could feel like the wind or you could.
Yeah. So on one hand, I wouldn't mind actually trying it out and actually trying to work out on my own with like a game like that. I don't know how it would be like doing that like as an exercise routine, like consistently after a while.
Yeah. Especially where you're wearing this, you know, headset and you're sweating. And I'll admit that's...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that until right now, actually.
Cause like I've tried VR headsets before, and after you try that, you do sweat so much. Yeah. And actually, it might not be too bad though, because like if you're,
it might keep it out of your eyes more.
Well,
this is for the nicer, you know, VR systems.
But it's, I mean, like when you work out, it's intended that you should actually be sweating though.
Yeah.
So if you're looking to be all sweaty anyway, you might as well do it this way.
Well, I'm more worried like, you know, wiping my, you know, trying to like wipe the sweat away from my eye or something like that, and I have this giant box in front of it. That might be not so great.
Yeah, or if it steams up too much.
Yeah, like that, with goggles or.
Yeah, that could.
I might have to look at like how those work. Because, you know, that's the other thing that might have is just putting them on may steam up, or I'm sure they have good ventilation system.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I hope. Maybe they have some holes in it or something that actually help out with the way it works.
Yeah. Well, I guess there's that. Or there is Star Wars Beat Saber, which sounds like way more fun to exercise with.
Yeah, Beat Saber.
That you end up getting, so you have your controllers and you just, you have to swing your lightsabers in the direction the boxes come at you, which makes it quite, we'll put in the link in the show notes to the video, but what did you think?
I would totally love playing that. I myself love rhythm games, and it reminds me of a rhythm game as you're kind of playing along with it, because like you have two lightsabers, like one in each hand, and as you're swinging the lightsabers, you have the different blocks that come towards you. It's a little bit like Guitar Hero as well, because you have to actually kind of gear when it's actually coming towards you, but it's definitely interesting. I love rhythm games. Mm-hmm. I think that we should have a lot more rhythm games here in the U.S., but a lot of the time, like, I noticed that Japan has a lot more rhythm games there than we have here, and it kind of reminds me for this Beat Saber. It kind of reminds me when I went to Japan and actually tried out, there was a drum game, and you kind of had to match the beats with the drum.
Nice.
So you either had a beat directly on the drum or the side of the drum.
That's cool.
So, yeah, I think a lot of these rhythm games, I think we could use a lot more of them, but I would totally want to play this Beat Saber game. Do you know what systems that this might be a part of as far as like both of these type of exercise games? Or
okay, so the exercise game is it's called like the Black Box. They are a company out of Boise, and they're going to release stuff to gyms on the West Coast. Not sure about any, if they're going to do anything releasing to the public, but it currently is working with forget which VR system. It may have been Vive. But Beat Saber will work on Vive, Oculus, and PlayStation. And it's coming out this year. That's all they have. It's not even out yet. It just looks really cool.
That would be fun. Yeah, I'd pick it up for the PlayStation.
I already have my Xbox, I have to admit. But I would be very interested in the Vive, because you have an extra room. That'd be kind of, and you could walk around it. Almost have like a holodeck.
Yeah, if you have more space.
Yeah.
I don't have the PlayStation VR, but
PlayStation though, right?
I actually have the PlayStation 1. Wait, no, I don't have the 1. I have the 2 and the 3, but I don't have the fourth one. They have the fourth one out.
So you would have to invest in a console and
I would
3D VR.
Out of all of them, though, I'd probably do the PlayStation because I'm most comfortable with the PlayStation games. I don't know how their VR works as far as their setup for PlayStation, though.
Probably controllers in hand, all that. I don't mean that's the other thing, because I've actually seen like some of the Vive stuff, and there's still Oculus, and not Oculus good, but I really like. Yeah, I think looking at them all, I'm liking the Vive. They seem to be throwing enough money into it and doing a lot of stuff to make it. I think it would be very enjoyable. I've heard a lot of good stuff about Oculus, really, and I'm sure PlayStation's just good. I don't know. Maybe I'm just not wanting to buy another console. I'll just buy an entire computer and VR system. I have a computer. I just need a VR system.
I really do like the rhythm games, though. So, like, that Beat Saber, just like Dance Dance Revolution. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm a fanatic of Dance Dance Revolution. So, I think that the Beat Saber should actually, you know, fulfill my need for that type of game.
Yeah. I'm really, yeah,
I want. We both want.
Let's see. We'll just end the show. We have one more thing. We'll just talk about SpaceX launched a Tesla into space. And that happened. With a dummy in it.
Yes.
Not a robot, not an AI. And apparently there's a smaller version of the car with a smaller version of the dummy on the dashboard of the car, in the car. So when an alien species finds it, they might think we're weird. But with that, we'll do famous last words.
I don't know what to say, Bill.
Let's go. Dance, dance, Star Wars Revolution.